Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
Here's a list of what to call people from every state. Like, asshole.
Like, you know,
dickhead.
You bitch.
Fuck
bitch face.
You know,
the citizens, if you will. The inhabitants.
Right.
Like how we are. Wait, let's start with the home state. Are we Michiganians or Michiganders?
I think both are accepted. Michigander is the more common one. Also, as unofficial, Wikipedia has the official recommended by the U.S. GPO. What's the GPO? Government Publishing Office. Okay. And they also have listed unofficial or informal alternatives. Some of these are official alternatives as well. So Michigan, the main one is Michigander. That's what's recommended by the government. Wolverine, Michiganite.
Wolverine?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can...
Like Logan?
Yeah, you know, like the Michigan Wolverines. Youper or troll, depending on which...
Oh, because we live under a bridge.
Right. Michigoose.
What?
That's reserved for female Michiganders. Get it?
Oh, because animals.
But why did we add the D? Michigander? Like, der is not a suffix that we use for any other state, right? We don't say Iowanders. New Yorkerders. Oklahomaders.
I'm trying to say, how did we pick up the D?
I don't know. Where did the D come from? Like, the ER makes sense. Like
landlubbers.
Right?
But that's the B-E-R.
Yeah, but that's also like, I don't know what the entomology of that word is, but I guess because like Michigander sounded too weird and it needed something else in there.
Oh, Michiganer,
right. I mean, that's... But Michiganian, not in here. I think that's one of those, like, sarcastic...
I think I might have heard Michiganian before I heard Michigander when I was a kid.
I've always heard Michigander, but I think Michiganian is one of those,
because when I was in second grade, we had the sesquicentennial.
Yeah.
150th anniversary, so we all had to do a project on Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, most states, it's pretty straightforward, right? You either add an N or an ER at the end of the state, and you have, Minnesota is a Minnesotan. Nebraska, Nebraskan. Nevada, Nevada.
I mean, that feels lazy.
Well, what, do you want them to make up, like, some animal? Not make up an animal, but make it
Listen,
sound
we,
like it
we brought
is
in
an
a D
animal.
For no apparent reason. Can't other states do this as well?
Right. Ohio's could be Ohio Stridges. No, that doesn't work. What?
Ohioers?
Well, no, I'm trying to think of, like, add extra words or syllables to make it sound like an animal. Because that's apparently, like, what Michigan did. Like, Y-D-E-R, because it made it sound like there were geese living in Michigan or something.
Ohioxen.
Ohioxen.
You know, like X-E-N, like oxen.
Okay. But Michigan has geese, right? Like, lots of geese.
Yeah, a bunch of asshole geese.
All geese are asshole, I think. But does Michigan have more geese than your average state?
I guess because of the lakes, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All those Canadian geese coming over here, taking American geese's jobs.
Right.
All right. American geese should be able to shit on our golf courses.
New Mexican. Straight up, they just go with New Mexican. I bet you they don't call themselves New Mexicans.
I'm sure it's right. It just seems lazy.
But sure, I mean,
Californian. Is it Oregonian? Or an Oregoner?
Oregonian, yep.
So see, they had to add some letters. Is it Washingtonian?
Yep. Virginian. Here's another curveball. Wisconsin. What do you call it?
Wisconsiner. Wisconsinite?
Yes. You got it. Also sharing that same type of designation with Wyoming. Wyomingite.
Wyomingite.
Yeah.
Wyomingan.
Wyominger. Yeah, but what are you going to do as Wyoming?
Wyominger sounds.
Wyominger.
Wyominger.
Wyoming. It sounds like you have Wyominite. A cleft palate.
So you got to say Wyominite?
Wyom. It's a. They're white.
Are you a Montana?
Wyoming. What's Montana? How about Wyoming vases?
Montanaian? Montanite?
Montanite. Montenegro. No, I'm just going to look it up. Montana is a Montanan.
Montanan.
Montanan bomb. That's what they
I know Rhode Island's and Rhode bombs. Islanders. Massachusetts.
Did we say Massachusetts?
Besides mass holes.
Massachusettsin is what it looks like. When you read
a Mainer?
A Mainer, yeah. Yeah. Massachusetts.
A Mainer.
And, oh, Indiana. What do you call them?
Indianite?
Nope.
Indianian?
Nope.
Indian?
Nope.
Indian? Nope. Indiantonian?
Nope. Hoosier. Although, previous to that, it would be Indianian. Nobody said that. That's why they came up with Hoosiers. Why are we called the Hoosiers? Because no one wants to say Indianian. Indianite. Indianite sounds like some mineral that you would find.
Yeah. It's a ring. Sold. It's in all the rings sold at the rest stops.
It's my birthstone.
Made with real Indianite.
How about someone from Delaware?
Delawarean?
Yeah. How about Connecticut?
Connecticutite?
Connecticutter.
A Connecticutter?
Connecticutter.
A Connecticutter?
They should have went with something else. There's also Connecticutian.
Let's say the easy joke is be white. You said Connecticut.
Connecticutian. What? I think that's maybe like some kind of local joke. Also accepted.
Connecticut.
Nutmeg.
Do they have that?
No, no Connecticut.
That just seems like it's sitting right there for you. Hello, my fellow Connecticutans.
Oh, here's another one. Illinois.
Illinoisans?
Illinoisan. I'm betting a lot of these just don't get used. People in Illinois just go, I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
They don't go, oh, yeah? Well, I'm an Illinoisan. An Illinoisian. An Illinois. What are we again? Illinoisites? Illinoisians? I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
Also, no one's ever said, I'm from Illinois. Certainly not in that tone of voice.
Yes, they're usually claiming it, Chicago, oh, yeah. Or that's it.
I'm from Illinois, or I'm from Chicago.
Bitch.
I'm from fucking Chicago.
And they're waving the gun at you while screaming they're from Chicago.
Well, that shit doesn't work on us. We'll just
sorry, that's
we're
only
from
on
Detroit.
It's only on the south side. Yeah, and then we pull out a bigger gun.
Yeah. We're Detroiters.
Oh, it's shit, never mind.
Same amount of guns, slower cops.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Where the murder rates in Chicago are, I think their cops are winning the slow battle.
I'd like to see some per capita stats. I think the only reason Detroit's losing this one is because people are fleeing the city. Yeah. There's like less, I think there might be less than 700,000 actual Detroit citizens now.
There's less people to police.
Right. And it's not like Detroit's a small city. It's a big fucking city.
Yeah, but it's been below 1 million people's population for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to make a downtown work for tourists, but you can't fake a city. Like, you have to have people in there.
Yes.
Working, paying taxes, not losing their houses, not getting their heat shut off, contributing, building communities. Wow. What song could be so bad that it ignites a 200-person brawl at a Virginia skating rink?
Nickelback, write it?
I don't know. Any guesses? I'm not even sure what this song is yet, but you want to take a wild stab at it? Or maybe this story, maybe the song, some
rap song.
Maybe the song is too
polarizing.
Too polarizing. Yeah, they're not even going to mention it.
This is a song called "Build That Wall." Did Cardi B write this song?
The song's called "My MAGA Hat Don't Care About Your Feelings."
Yeah.
See, the Virginia.
It's called "My MAGA Hat Could Kick Your Pussy Hat's Ass."
A Virginia roller skating rink erupted in chaos over the weekend as 200 teenagers and some adults began brawling. And witnesses say the massive fight was sparked by, of all things, a song.
For the love of God, what's the name of the song?
I don't think they're going to tell us in here. Called to Star City Skate Center just before 1 a.m. Sunday, they encountered around 200 teenagers and some adults fighting. Reports of shots fired, but police couldn't confirm them and found no victims or suspects. Two witnesses, including a 13-year-old, said the song came on and sparked local gang tension in the crowd, with many throwing up gang signs. Reports offered no information. This is where... Thank you, Fox News, for your fucking headlines, you idiots. The song, yes, okay.
Come on, Internet.
In a roundabout way, the song sparked a brawl. Yeah, but it's not like people heard this song and went, I just suddenly realized that I hate that other group of people.
For now, while I'm investigating, I'm pretending it was this song.
Yeah, I don't think it was that song. Who knows? I mean, it meant something to them. I like how they don't. I mean, maybe they just didn't know. And it didn't sound like they interviewed a lot of people to get some background on what happened here. But this was gang violence, right? The headline should read, "Gang violence erupts at Virginia skating rink."
Yes.
Right? Not "song causes riot." The song didn't cause a riot. Or did it? Maybe this song is so incendiary they can't reprint it. You might look it up on YouTube.
Please, not at the Second City.
We would just start punching each other right here in the studio if we heard it.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably right. This is it. It was "Let Them Hoes Fight," and they all just went, "Yeah, okay."
I think we got a hit. I don't know what song it was.
Yeah. They would probably
started fighting.
They would probably just hang the DJ for that one, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't fight each other if it was Nickelback. Unless Nickelback was there. Then the headline would read, "Nickelback gets in fight with 200 people."
Right.
Over song. And then I'd go, "Yeah, that makes more sense." The story on HuffPo says that a 7-year-old boy called 911 to report his cruel parents for buying him snow pants for Christmas.
Hold on. Before we got it. We got the song.
Get out. You found the song?
No, no. There's been several jokes. An article does finally name the song.
And the song "Overdose" by Youngboy. Youngboy never broke again. Is this a fucking skit?
Yeah, by Young Boy Never Broke Again. So yeah, this is it. And I ain't never seen this shit before. Head on the beat.
He said, "Alright. I mean, it doesn't make me want to fight. What's with the "Same shit. 357, seen you the head. I got your..."
brain. We ain't sipping on this drink, or I pre-Fredo, just that bang shit. Doing the same thing, time pass, got a bitch with a fat ass.
Some machete fight sounds there. There it is. This is live footage.
Yes. Somebody, we found a YouTube video.
Somebody whipped out their cell phone. How is there not cell phone footage of this? A 200 person brawl at a skating rink and there's no cell phone footage? Like, shame on you, 2018.
The parents getting in on the action. It seems real classy.
Well, a few parents. I mean, this could have been like a few parents try and break it up and they get slugged and then they're just
then
in
they
the fray.
Just wild out.
Then they're just, right. I mean.
Then one guy turns his head backwards and says, fuck it, we're brawling. Well, I didn't want to fight you while that was going on.
I didn't feel the need to swing, no. So I think we can conclude it wasn't the song that caused the fight. We did heavier reporting on this than Fox News did. We did some actual investigating.
I had to find out the song.
That was what they call gonzo journalism.
Right. Like the Muppet?
We put ourselves right in the situation. Like, we could have been like, you know, who knows? If the song worked, we could have just beat each other up.
All right. We took a big chance.
It wouldn't stop until we knocked each other's headphones off.
We could have damaged the equipment. Right.
Like if we didn't
threaten the future of the podcast.
I mean, the song's less than 3 minutes long, but it knows, you know? Do some damage
in
3 minutes.
People fight.
The Weedsman Podcast.
ChristopherMedia.net. ChristopherMedia.net.
The Weedsman Podcast.
R.L. Ripples, who tweets at Tweets of Old, has been tweeting out over the holidays, was tweeting out 19th and early 20th century letters to Santa.
Dear Santa,
my doll,
I hope I don't get dysentery.
It was, Dear Santa, my doll had a very bad accident. She smashed her head in a door, and now she hasn't any head. Please bring her a head. Olga.
Are we still in Columbia?
She's an Illinoisian from 1903. Just getting a new head for your doll? It's not even an option these days, is it? You'd have to go to a hobby shop. Dear Santa, I'm lonesome since Mama went to Oklahoma. Please don't forget me. Dear Santa, please don't come like you did last year and crack my fingers.
What?
I want a monkey that runs up a string. Claude Glass, Pennsylvania, 1895. I don't know. Was that a thing that Santa would come by and crack your fingers? Does it mean to, like, with a ruler?
Santa beat this guy's ass?
Did he break his fingers, or did he smack him with the ruler, or did he just twist them enough to crack them like you were cracking your knuckles? It's time to go to sleep. It's Christmas Eve. Santa's going to be here soon. Don't forget to take your gloves off so Santa can crack your knuckles.
Said nobody ever.
Or crack your fingers. Maybe he's going to cook them up.
There we go.
He's cut off your fingers and cook them up and smoke them.
Yeah. Trying to find some. I need some old-timey music for your old-timey letters, Santa Claus.
Well, what? You need, like, 1900 music. So it's like a march. Like, this isn't going back far enough. But please, dear Santa, please don't forget the poor children, especially the boys. I'm nearly 6 years old. I have two husbands. My bad husband, Cootsie, forgot the watermelon. And Buster, my good husband, loves me and his tricks. Your loving girl, Rhoda.
What?
Rhoda's 6 years old. I mean, obviously, I think she's pretending. She's pretending like she has two husbands. I hope she's pretending she has two husbands. Santa, I want a little milk wagon, a clown, and elephant, and some candy, nuts, and fruit. Jesus Christ, kid, it's 1911. Get a grip. One thing at a time. I cut my finger end off, and it hurts so bad. Me and Boots Tally were playing with the lawnmower. But we are good boys, so come and see us. Louie. cut the end of his finger off on the lawnmower. Dear Santa, Mama says your reindeers are dead and your wagon is broke. Your mom sounds like a treat. But Santa, you can come to the depot and somebody will bring you to our house. Mira, South Carolina, 1914. That's adorable. Dear Santa, please bring me a bicycle and a steam hammer. Your dearest boy, Goosey White.
And Whitey Bulger.
He's Goosey White. P.S. Don't forget I'm a hammer boy.
It's gay code.
This really wants that steam hammer. Dear, this is sound for basic word.
Do you want the steam hammer?
Dear Santa,
bring me a steam hammer.
Please bring me a set of furs and a dolly. What's pretty? Guy Stubbs says my dolly is ugly. Henrietta. Dear Santa, I am a little boy, 10 years old. My father is dead, and my mother.
Jesus.
My mother's circumstances will not allow us to have any Christmas. I will thank you for a box of tools and a pair of rubber boots for my...
Jesus, this guy's like, I gotta get to work. I don't need anything for fun. Saying I need shit to go to work.
For a pair of rubber boots for to surf my papers in bad weather.
Oh, right on cue with the music.
Very sincerely, Sanford Gladden.
Oh, Sanford. Oh. I bet he's black.
Yeah. There's no way that kid's white. Dear Santa, we just moved out here to the wild and woolly west. We have lots of prairie dogs. Be sure to bring me a gun. Artie, 5 years old.
All right, this kid's behavior is problematic. He's going to kill those prairie dogs.
It's 1900 in Colorado. Like, give the 5-year old a gun. What's he going to do?
Shoot prairie dogs, apparently.
Yeah. It's fine. There's plenty of them. Dear Santa, please bring me a wagon with ice on it. And I want a doll, but Mama won't let me have it, for I'm a boy. Bring me a ring. Cecil, Virginia, 1902. Oh, his Mama won't let him have a dolly. Dear Santa, my little brother Clyde fell down the other day and broke his face. Jesus. Please bring him a new one.
Face.
A false face will do.
Whoa.
Lovingly, Walter.
This kid's so, face so wow. fucked up.
He needs, like, one of those Phantom of the Opera masks. Dear Santa, bring me a doll. If you don't bring me a doll, don't stop at all. Don't get sick and die before Christmas.
Wow. Signed the local neighborhood gay kid.
Dear Santa, I won't be here for
Snarky
Christmas.
Snarky even back then.
I am going to Austin. Where's Austin?
Texas.
Is outside of the Christmas city limits.
Yeah.
But please bring me some Cracker Jack, stuffed dates, Pinders, a gun, a deck of cards, and a package of cigarettes. Your little fat friend, Waddy.
Hey, Santa, bring me a pack of smokes.
Dear Santa, please bring me a stove, a table, 2 chairs, and a doll. A soup bone for my dog. My cousin John said he's going to shoot you when you come past his house.
Oh, wow!
So you come this way first. Good night.
Hey, if you need any more proof that kids today are soft, read these letters.
Mama, dear Santa, Mama says I have...
Like, if you come around, my friend's going to shoot you.
Mama says I have been a bad boy and that I won't get anything for Christmas. Then please take all the little orphans and poor little children something nice. I'm so sorry I have been a bad boy. Goodbye. Guy character, H. I think that was a suicide note.
Yeah.
Dear Santa, I'm a nice girl and I study hard. I want an air gun, and I want some shot, and a good sled. Irvine. Irvine's a girl? P.S. Don't forget a football. You didn't mention anything about a football in the main text, kid.
Also, my friend is going to shoot you.
I am, also, my friend's going to shoot you. Hit my house first. Dear Santa, I am the worst boy you have ever seen in your born days.
This is other kid or his friend's going to shoot me.
But this is the best. I think it's my favorite.
Oh, boy.
I am the worst boy you've ever seen in your born days. But if you give me a pocket knife, I'll do try to do better.
I know you won't, kid. You'll be in jail. You're gonna
your
go to
friend
jail.
Donald. As in what? Finally finish off dad? That's what's...
Yeah. Santa doesn't usually reply, kid. But here's the thing. I don't want to be an accessory.
Right.
When you end up in
jail.
I've
notified the local constable.
Yes.
Dear Santa, Mama said you would fill...
What, are we getting married?
Mama said you would fill my stocking with good things. Well.
Whoa.
I didn't want to ask you for a dolly, but everybody says, dudes don't play with dolls. So I just won't tell anyone. I won't tell anymore what I want. So goodbye till next Christmas, your true friend, Henry F. Sears. So people were telling Henry that dudes don't play with dolls. He was like, fuck it, I don't want anything. Fuck you. I can't have what I want. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
Dear Santa, Papa says I'm large enough to smoke. Please bring me a sack of Duke's mixture and a pipe. Your little friend, Ori Hackley. If you're describing yourself as your little friend, you're not large enough to smoke.
Yeah, if you're writing to Santa, you are not large enough to smoke.
Would the local trade shop have like a, you must be this tall to purchase tobacco? Like a cartoon mouse holding his hand out? Yeah. Dear Santa, so many children will be asking you for presents, which will cost such a lot of money. And I thought I would just wish you a very merry, happy Christmas, and we'll live to see many more happy ones. You're boring, Vinny. Fuck off.
You need a friend. That's Dear Santa, kill Santa Claus.
We are two good little boys, and hope you will bring us a billy goat with three horns and two legs.
That's rather specific.
That's called Satan.
Yeah. We have a circle in the backyard that we drew a star in, Santa. If you could leave him right in the middle of it.
And also a barrel of black molasses.
Don't mind the druid. No, this kid's going to kill that goat.
Hoping we are not asking too much. Just truly Dutch and Buck.
They're going to kill that goat and put it in the barrel.
Dear Santa, will you please give me a horn and a drum and a doll? Though I am a boy, I like dolls. And some mandolin strings. I must close, Max.
Oh, we got a lot of gender confusion in some of these letters.
Yeah. Well, I think these were selected to reflect the current political climate, shall we say. I don't know if that was like, if there was truly like 30% of the letters to Santa from boys asking for dolls.
They found their smoking gun. Dear Santa, I really love cock. Problem is, I'm a little boy.
That's too far. My dear Santy, please bring just pie this Christmas. I love pie and lots of it. Your dear little friend, Georgie, 8 years old, from Minnesota. Aw. That's it. But yeah.
I know, we got the kid who's going to kill that goat.
I'm the worst kid ever. Give me a pocket knife, I'll do better. Like,
give me a pocket knife and I'll show you how good of a kid I am. Right. I don't know, the one, my friend's going to shoot
you.
Stop
maiming people and actually murder.
My favorite is my friend is going to shoot you if you come around here.
Yeah. If you fly by his house, he's going to shoot you, so hit my place
Sounds
first.
Sounds like, I remember your address. I memorized your address, little boy, so I don't go there.
Well, also, the kid's a dick, right? Because he doesn't say, avoid this house. He just says, hit mine first, and then go to my friend's house and get shot. But I'm not going to tell you his address.
You got to guess his house, Santa.
Right. I mean, I just skip the whole neighborhood, right? Or, you know, if I was Santa, I wouldn't do anything because I don't exist.
I think he's aiming for extra shit. He's like, Santa, I'm giving you the heads up, so that's worth, like, at least.
By the way, the reason that Trump asked that kid that leading question about whether he believed in Santa Claus or not is because Trump himself was kind of 50-50 on it.
He's taking a poll. He's like,
are you buying this bullshit? Because my staffers are saying he's real, but you know, I think it might be fake news.
I've had my doubts for about 50 years now.
Right. He's like, oh yeah, Santa Claus. I know that guy. That guy. Comes once a year and bangs your mom. That guy's crazy. I could tell you some stories. Like Trump wants to be Robert Evans, right? I think in Trump's head, he's Robert Evans.
Like the guy who owns the restaurants?
Right, the guy that made all the movies.
Bob Evans with the gravy.
I don't know if it's the same guy. The guy with the sunglasses. It's like, baby, let me tell you a story.
Isn't that the guy who was doing threesomes with Roger Ailes?
Let me tell you about it.
Who was he doing threesomes?
I don't even remember. Roger could have been there. No way of knowing. We had some wild times. You know, did I ask a lot of questions that I answered? You're damn right I did. Am I going to do it again? You're damn right I am. I really think that that's what Trump sees in his head, his image of himself.
The Weedsman Podcast.
ChristopherMedia.net. ChristopherMedia.net.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for listening, and thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.